This is the year of
change.
Things are changing. Amen. Whoa. Got all these wires around. Amen. You all want to sit down? Okay, sit down. Amen. So far five, I did tell you that, you know, the Lord showed us number six already, areas that we need to change, and that He wants to do change in our hearts and in our lives. We're going to focus on these areas. Number one, we've got to go through this every week, huh? So that we remind ourselves. Number one,
attitude.
God wants to, beginning of the year, you know, one of the things that God prompted in our hearts is, you know, what's happening inside. How we need changes to happen inside. Number two. number two, with authority?
Authority.
Okay. Authority. As we begin to change our attitudes, God will take us to places of authority. And this doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're speaking in front of people, but God's going to put you in places of authority and give you influence. Number three. Atmosphere. The atmosphere needs to change. And God wants to use us as agents of change in the atmosphere. Number four.
Action.
We cannot sit down if we're going to change things, okay? God wants us to act. And sometimes it can be big stuff, sometimes it can be little stuff, but we need action in our lives. Some of us, you know, are very laid back. We need to begin to arise and to act. Number five. Advance. Action doesn't mean just jumping around, but what God is saying is also there is a change in movement forward into higher places, into areas that God wants us to go to. Amen? Amen? I hope that we are thinking through all this and just asking the Lord, Lord, you know, how's attitude, how's, you know, authority in my life, how's action, how's atmosphere, how's advancing. Number six. Begins with A. Attention. Attention. You read the Bible, this phrase appears about 14 times, I think, in different forms. He who has an ear, let him hear. That phrase alone, you know, in Revelation alone, it's repeated 7 times, right? And throughout the Gospels, Jesus mentioned it. That phrase alone suggests that we need to stop, pause, pay attention. But that word attention also reminds me of the army. When an officer walks in, I mean, you all watch movies before, right? How many of you been in the army? Or some kind of military, police, no? National service, okay? School, scouts, cadets, you have to stand at attention. And the Lord brought that to mind last week, actually 2 weeks already. And we've come to a phase whereby, you know, God's moving us. We are like, Lord, what do you want us to do? Change, change. Change is an action word, right? And the last couple of weeks, we seem to be saying advance, but God's ways of advancing are very different from ours. Sometimes He will ask us to do silly things, or what seems to be silly, like walk around. Just walk. Take a stick and whack the rock, you know. Stuff like that. Call fire down, but before calling fire down, pour water first. His ways are higher, His ways are different. And when he gave the word attention, I'm reminded of the days in school. I was a scout, like some of you. You know, we have to do marching and all that. And we have to stand at attention. When we are at attention, a couple of things come to play. And today I want to suggest to us there are three things that we need to think about when we are at attention. Three areas. There are more than three, but today I just want us to think about three. Welcome. These are all my aunties and my cousins. We have special seats for you as well. Hallelujah. Three areas we want to think about when we are at attention. Attention means keep your feet together, keep your hands together, look straight. Just stand. The first area that I like to think about is the area of our ears. When you stand at attention, what happens is our ears needs to be tuned to the commanding officer because we wait for the next command. If you are in a marching drill and you are called to attention, you stop and you wait for the next command, turn right, turn left, march forward and whatever, right? I believe that one of the things that needs to change in our lives is how often we stand at attention. Before I came, I thought, maybe we should just ask the whole congregation to stand up at attention for some time, huh? See how difficult it is. I remember once we were at the scouts troop. We were at Fort Convalis, Merdeka Day or Governor's Birthday or something. I think it's Merdeka National Day. Hot sun, right? Parade, right? We got to watch, walk. How many of you done that before? One. Okay. Don't they do it nowadays? No more. Okay. Different generation. Are you? we were at the field and before the governor comes, like, you know, we're just hanging around and then they will tell us, okay, the governor is coming, stand at your position, stand at attention. And a lot of times we stand there and like, where's this guy? Why are we standing in the hot sun so early? And we just stand there for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes at attention, you know. No siren, no car, no nothing. He's not there yet, obviously. And you're there. And when the Lord reminded me that, hey, there's an area of change that we need to look into. How often, how long can we, in our spirit, stand at attention and wait, our ears, wait for the next command? The Bible tells us, Romans chapter 10, and we read this earlier on, faith comes from hearing. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Our ears needs to be tuned to the commanding officer who is Jesus Christ. John chapter 8 gives us another picture that has to do with our ears. John 8 and verse 47 says this, he who belongs to God hears what God says. He who belongs to God hears what God says. Many times, if we are not standing at attention, we are not focused on the next command. How many of us know that? If you don't stand at attention, we are not focused, our ears are not zoomed in at what the next command will be. And Jesus says that if we belong to Him, we hear Him. We hear what God says. Flip a couple of pages to John chapter 10. John 10 and verse 27 says this, my sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hears my voice, ears. God knows each one, and we, the sheep, follow. If our ears are not in tune, we can't hear, we don't know His voice, we will not be able to follow. We will not obey Him. The ears are very funny. Yeah, at the same time, it's, you know, marvelous creation of God, right? How sound goes in. It's, I don't know how it works, goes to the brain. And we hear sounds from the time we were born, before we were born. We process them. And we recognize those sounds. Our ears basically teach our brain what those sounds are. Tell our brain what those sounds are. We need to hear in God's voice. We live in a world whereby there's so many noises that is around. And the thing is this, if we don't stand at attention, our posture would not cause us to focus our ears on Him. If we are running around and shouting, our ears would naturally not want to zoom in on what God is saying. A lot of times in our lives, we run around doing a lot of things, but are we at attention? This world has many distractions. In fact, right from the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, the serpent comes and says this, did God really say? God gave a command and the serpent came and said, did God really say? There are many parties after our ears. God is after our ears. He wants to speak to us. At the same time, the devil, the world, and the system of this world is also bombarding voices in our ears. Unless we are ready to say, I'm at attention. I will only listen to the commanding officer. Chances are, we're going to absorb all these other things that are coming in. When you are at attention, do you hear the other things that are happening around? Yes, you do. Imagine yourself in a parade. And you are at attention. Do you hear the cars go by? Yes, you do. Do you hear the, you know, leaves on the trees, the birds? Yes, you do. The difference is this. When you are at attention, your ears are waiting for the next command. And no matter, you know, how many cars can be passing around, the wind blowing, the birds, the dogs barking, it does not bother you. Why? Simply because you are at attention, waiting for the next command. I believe that this year of change, we need to spend a little bit more time at attention, waiting, keeping our ears on God. The second thing, the second area, when we are at attention, that we need to think about is our eyes. One of the things that we always get scolded for, well, I at least, don't know about you, in my scouting days and when we are in a parade marching, when we are at attention, the eyes, look in front, right? How long can you look in front? See the same thing. And when there are 3-4 rows, right, you're looking at the person's head in front of you. There's always this temptation to turn, look somewhere else. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12. Oh, this was the one we read earlier on. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter, verse 2, of our faith. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. What are our eyes fixed on when there is a call to be at attention? What are our eyes fixed on? The writer of the Hebrews tell us that our eyes needs to be fixed on Jesus. Why? Because he's the author, he's the perfecter of faith. Hebrews also tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God, right? And if we want to please God, there needs to be the element of faith in our lives. How do we grow faith? How do we have more faith? The answer is very simple. What are our eyes fixed on? Fix our eyes on Jesus because he is the author. That's where it begins. He is the author. He's the one who designed it. And he's the perfecter. He endured the cross. And we need to fix our eyes on Jesus. And verse 3 says, consider him. Why? So that we will not grow weary. We will not be tired. Ears. Waiting, not being distracted, eyes focused on him. Number 3, when we are at attention, it means that our whole body don't move. You're standing straight, hands by the side, legs together, head straight. And when we are in a parade, we move in unison. At the same time, in coordination. Now the thing is this. When there's a call to be at attention at a parade, and then to space yourself with everybody else so that you are in line, not randomly standing all over a place at attention. Everybody's facing the same direction. In unison, all aligned, all together. As I thought about this word attention, the Lord reminded me that it is not only our ears waiting for His command, not only our eyes fixed on Him, but we got to do this together. We got to do this together. The church exists so that we can build one another up. So that we can encourage one another, spur one another, challenge one another as the Lord will lead us. Spur one another on. Encourage one another. The church exists so that we can demonstrate we, not I. The church is plural. So that we can demonstrate God's love. So we can establish God's kingdom here on earth. When God calls us in the area of change, in being in attention, it also means that we need to align ourselves with the next person and the next person. When we go for a march, whether it's in rows of three or four, there's one thing that always happens. The first thing that you need to do is everybody get into one line. I forget all the commands already. But everybody get into one line. Tallest to the shortest, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? From the tallest to the shortest, everybody, you know, arrange themselves in one line. And then after that, some step forward, some step backward, alternately. And then we have two lines. And then you do that again and you have four lines. What we do, where we are at, is aligned with the person next to us. And the person next to us on this side, and that side. And how many of you went marching before and you miss your step? And instead of putting your right leg out, you put your left leg out? All the time? And the moment you realize that happens, what you've got to do is you've got to try to skip one step and get back in coordination. You know what I'm talking about? God is calling us. I believe right now in the area of change, wait, stop. Let's stand at attention. Listen. He's going to say something. The next command, we've got to act. We've got to fix our eyes on Him. But yet at the same time, it's something that we've got to do all together. It's not going to be just one person running this way, one person running the other way, you know, everybody's running out of it. Attention means we are going to be together in unison, moving where God is leading us. Information. If you're marching in formation, right, and we are making a turn, this is very interesting, you know. If you're marching in formation and we are going straight, everybody keeps the same pace, right? If you are taller and your legs are longer, you take a smaller step, yeah? But when you're turning, the ones on the inside take little steps and the ones on the outside take really big steps so that when we turn the corner, we are still aligned, right? There will be times whereby some of us will be taking bigger steps than others. Doesn't mean that we are not aligned. It's so that we can be aligned. Some of us need to take smaller steps. Why? So that we can be aligned. And there are other seasons whereby our stride is exactly the same. Every single one of us. Now, we go through different seasons. And when we are marching, that's the thing about God, you know, He deals with us as individuals, but yet collectively as one. And sometimes God says to us, hey, take smaller steps right now, because I need you to align. Sometimes God is saying, hey, take big steps right now, because you're falling back, you need to align. Church, attention. Yes, our eyes, our feet, our hands, our whole body. God is taking us, moving us, and He wants to give us the next command. And today I'd like us to think about this. Just go back with this. How often, how long do we stand at attention? Listen to God. Listen to what He has to say. Wait for the next command. Can we just bow our heads right now? As we bow our heads, can you just ask the Lord, Lord, have I been running around and not stopped at attention? Or maybe you have, and God is saying, I would like you to wait a little bit longer. When I joined the scouts, one of the first things that we did was marching. If you join the cadets, same thing, marching. And very often I ask this question, why do we need to do marching? The answer every single time is this, so that we can be disciplined. It's a discipline to stand at attention. It's a discipline to march in unison together with everybody else. It is a discipline. And perhaps the Lord is saying to some of us right now this evening that we need that discipline of being in attention to stand. And perhaps the Lord is saying that is one area that needs to change in our lives. This is the year of change, church. One area that needs to change in our life is that area of attention. Our attention has been all over the place. Pause. Stop. Stand straight. Get ready for the next command. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we pray that your revelation would come upon us. That your light would come upon us. Reveal yourself, Lord, we pray, as we seek your face. Father, forgive us, Lord, for the many times we've been running around all over the place and our heart is restless. Our mind has been restless. Forgive us, Lord. Perhaps there's some of us who haven't been running all over the place, but we've been very slack. We've been in slumber. And Proverbs talks about that, you know, a man who is in slumber and nothing comes out. There's no produce at all. And perhaps you are at the other extreme. You're just slumbering. But whatever it is, God is calling us to a point of attention. He wants to say something. He wants us to move in a certain direction, in unison, in formation. I believe that God is calling His church specifically. And He's going to give us specific instructions. And we need, church, every single one of us to be at attention. We cannot be an army if there are only three people. We cannot be a force to be reckoned if there are only two people. The reason why God called us to congregate together as a church is because every single one of us, every single one of us is important to Him. You are part of God's army. And as soldiers, we need to be at attention. Father, we pray that Your word would come and touch each and every one of us today. Lord, we speak life. We speak newness to come upon us. Revive our spirit, Lord, we pray. Revive our hearts that we would be so in tune with You. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.